This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lots of people without power in Texas. It was electrifying in a sense in Washington, D.C., as now the second impeachment is put to bed. Seven Republicans side with the Democrats to convict or find guilty the former President Trump of inciting a riot, essentially. That's not the exact impeachment verbiage, but it is that one article. So this is now over, but the fallout continues. We'll talk about it. And the fallout from an avalanche of snow and ice. Millions are without power because of the extreme cold. So many of my neighbors find themselves in that situation. Knock on lots of wood. I am not in that situation in our satellite facility in the DFW area. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. It is cold outside. We got to start with the weather. In Texas, the governor called out the National Guard to help. In Kansas, the governor asked people to do all they could to conserve power. In Kentucky, people need to be even more cautious because, just like in Texas, more of that frigid winter weather is coming. And y'all might be used to it in Kentucky, but in Texas, they are not used to it. So about 154 million people in the U.S. under some sort of winter weather. And I know people in Michigan are chuckling, and other places in the Midwest, my friends in Minnesota, when they see the dusting of snow, oh, 3, 4, 5, 6 inches. But in Austin, Dallas, El Paso, and San Antonio, people aren't used to that. And what was worse is the power company and the grid wasn't ready for it because, yes, maybe every 10 years or so there is some kind of ice storm or snowstorm, but they could not handle it. So it has been a nightmare with so many people posting, because we live in a posting world, pictures of themselves with five layers on, candles lit all over the place. And you can see their breath in some of the videos that some are making. So about 5.1 million before I jumped on the air, I checked on that. People are without power, and it's just been deadly. And the worst has been in the great state of Texas. 4.2 million outages, rolling blackouts that started overnight. And this is why the National Guard had to be called out. That's why Governor Abbott had to kickstart that, because they knew and thought that there were going to be these problems. There were warnings about conserving energy and that this could happen, but not much was done. So there are a lot of people that are upset about the ability or lack of that ability to get the power up and going. And then sadly, 15 storm-related deaths in the past week as the mercury dropped. Unfortunately, so did some of the accidents and things that happened to people because of the weather, with accidents and whatnot. And as I said, more bad weather is on the way. More ice storms, more below zero temps. Flights, of course, at lots of airports have been canceled and bottlenecked and all of that. And just when you think it doesn't affect you, I had a friend in Seattle who texted me. Her daughter was going on an interview, and who would think in Texas, she was in Austin looking for a place to live and doing all the things that you do. And she's stuck for 4 days basically near the airport waiting for a flight to go back to Seattle. So about 4,000 flights were canceled on Monday morning, and then that backs everything else and up, and more flights, 3,600 plus canceled for Tuesday. So there are shelters open in lots and lots of places, but it's just a cold snap and miserable for some, although some of the kids like it because they're sledding or sliding or doing whatever they have to do to enjoy the weather. All right, I mentioned, of course, that there were some that were stunned by the Republicans who jumped ship, so to speak, and decided that they couldn't go along with what was happening in the Senate. So not enough that two-thirds majority to make anything stick or make that charge stick for the conviction against Donald Trump. But those members who did decide that they were not going to vote in that direction are finding themselves being targeted by many people in the Republican Party who are furious that they did not vote to find the president not guilty on the charge. So it's interesting to watch, again, the fallout and the reshaping, I think, of the Republican Party. Because you have to remember, President Trump had 73 million votes and many people who were backing him, obviously, and I believe he'll still have that voice. I don't think it takes a genius to realize that. He'll still have a voice or be a kingmaker in the Republican Party. So you have Mitch McConnell, who's come out swinging. He did not vote guilty, but Mitch McConnell really went after Trump after the Senate proceedings. I mean, he basically doesn't care about, as the Wall Street Journal said, about the Trump brand in 2022. He wants electable candidates, he says. And he says, you know, our job was to defend the Constitution, and that's why he had the vote that he had. But he does not approve, basically, of what has gone on with Donald Trump. He said, there's no question, this is Mitch McConnell, there's no question former President Trump bears moral responsibility. He wrote an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal. His supporters stormed the Capitol because of the unhinged falsehoods he shouted into the world's largest megaphone. His behavior during and after the chaos was unconscionable. From attacking Vice President Mike Pence during the riot to praising the criminals after it ended. McConnell went on in the op-ed piece to say, and again, he voted not guilty, one of the 43, not one of the 57 who said guilty on the Senate floor. He said, I was outraged as any member of Congress, but senators take our own oaths. Our job wasn't to find some way anyway to inflict a punishment. The Senate's first and foundational duty was to protect the Constitution. So he said, after intense study, I concluded that Article 2, Section 4 limits impeachment and conviction to current officers. So his comments echoed the same comments he made on the Senate floor shortly after Trump was cleared in that vote that I just mentioned, when he suggested the former president could be, by the way, subjected to criminal prosecution in the future. But he certainly made that clear, that he was not done yet. So moving forward, McConnell says, the nation needs real constitutional champions, not fair weather, institutionalists. Was he right? Fair or foul? We've been doing this unofficial poll as to what you think. We started it the other day when we jumped on the front end of this. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Coming up next, your thoughts in the mailbag.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits of some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
What's digging the mail bag? Digging the mail bag.
What?
Digging the mail bag.
Sweet! Once again, an avalanche of the virtual stuff. 24/7, I know you listen all different times, so you can send me your thoughts any time of day, obviously. Like Richard listening to us on KXYL 1240 AM in Brownsville, Texas. Love that station. Hey, Kate, I caught you on the morning show. I didn't realize how much of an extensive background you had in sports. I thought you crushed it. I thought you were funny, and I just bought a copy of Invade the Man Cave for my wife, and I loved your thoughts on the Super Bowl, so booyah. Well, booyah back to you. Thank you. Yes, I I was on a lot of radio stations. I was on like 30 radio stations across the country, different ones, and in some, you know, big cities and smaller places and some affiliates and all that kind of stuff talking about, I was asked about predictions for the Super Bowl and, you know, what I thought would happen moving forward and commercials, doing the aftermath thing, what were the best commercials, and, you know, I like the Rocket Mortgage commercials, Tracy Morgan, by the way, and I think on the ad meter scale, that rated pretty high. So, Richard, thanks for the shout-out. Glad you heard me on that show. Then I got this one from Doug, listening to us in Connecticut on 1490 AM. Love that you're including the places where you listen, whether it's podcasted or you hear me some other way. That's cool, and especially on those great radio affiliates. And Doug says, Kate, we're used to the crazy winter weather, as you know, growing up in the north. But from what I've seen the last couple of days, it's been pretty bad in the south. And I think a lot of people don't understand some of the icy conditions that can wreak havoc with you when you hit that black ice. I heard you tell your story about going over one of the bridges. I think it was the Triborough Bridge in New York. But I think we're more used to that kind of weather, potholes and all that sort of stuff, than other people who don't deal with it. So be careful, my friends who are listening in those places where you usually don't get this kind of weather. Yeah, I said it. There's 150 million, give or take, people under that winter storm warning. So many in places where normally you wouldn't get this kind of a stretch of weather where you're smashing, you know, the cold temperatures that are, you know, 7 degrees, single digits. Right now, as I speak, I'm going to look at the temperature, and I know it was single digits. And I can't tell you the last time, personally, I've spent any great length of time in single digits. Yep, sure enough, it is 7 degrees. So, and then what happens is people who are used to that, you get it about dripping the faucets and the pipes and that kind of stuff, and other people have had to be made aware of what happens when you go into a polar plunge. And I think the biggest thing, of course, is the power outages, because the power outages are like these rolling power outages and widespread. I mean, when you have more than 4 million in one state who are in the dark and have been in the dark for a day and a half or a half a day and heading into the night, and what they're saying for many of the people in Texas is don't expect this to be over anytime soon. Expect to really hunker down in the next 2 days, maybe even. And despite shutting down all kinds of energy pulls where you would use a lot of energy, it's you know, it's not enough. And the utility company's just saying you're getting rolling blackouts. There's an overwhelming demand for power with this intense cold. So sometimes with the rolling blackouts, you're getting a little blip of the electricity back on, and then poof, it's gone again for a lot of people. And it's so crazy because last week we had temperatures in Texas, many places had temperatures in the 70s, and now single digits. Yeah. And the thunder snow in some places that they're reporting, like Galveston, Texas, Lake Charles, Louisiana, one of our great new affiliates, you're listening there. Lake Charles, like, gets all the weather, right? When you live in Lake Charles, you just have to, and it's gorgeous all right in that area, but you just have to expect anything can happen. So I know that people are listening to us on KLCJ. You know exactly what I mean. Even our friends in New Orleans at WGSO, same thing. All right, so speaking of that, I got this from Wendy, who listens to us in New Orleans, and she said, Kate, I know that you have spent a lot of time in Louisiana, and I know that you're a fan of Mardi Gras, and I think you will be pleased to know something that's getting a little bit of attention, because, of course, we're not going to have the full-on Mardi Gras. It's been canceled, but instead what's happened is there's been this grassroots effort of people making their homes into floats, and it's really taken off, and people are going to throw beads from their second floors or from the front of their house or whatever it might be, because that's how we roll here. And I think a lot of people are starting to discover that we are doing that. And I think there's going to be a lot of people who do some of that drive-by on Mardi Gras. Yeah, you know what? There was this was called Bordeaux, and it became this, it just became a thing that happened overnight. There was like a Facebook page, and then all these followers jumped on, and then suddenly it became a thing. It became the House of Floats, the House of Floats, and people talked about that they were in and they were going to decorate the outside of their house. And I've actually seen some people have sent me a couple of the outsides of their houses, and I think that is so cool. Talk about lifting up your neighbors. And then the Washington Post caught on, and they did a huge story, and I think they put a lot of pictures. I don't know for sure, because I got a link to it, but I think they did a lot of the pictures, you know, had pictures that were sent to them or took a lot of pictures or whatever. And really, kudos, because it looks like a lot of fun. So you got all these house floats, and that means that people can just tool around in their car. It's safe, right? And partake in a different kind of Mardi Gras. I mean, that's New Orleans. You know, they weren't going to watch it go down. That wasn't going to happen. All right, let's go to this one. This is from Jake listening to us in Austin. Hey, Kate, I was not expecting the things to happen that happened today. As you know, I normally would travel, but, of course, in the pandemic, it's been a little bit more of that remote stuff for us in the computer industry. But working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. And with the power outages, which we experienced, it was pretty much a snow day, and it may be a snow day for yet another day, as it's really, really kind of wonky as to what's happening with the electricity. So you certainly can't get much done when we can't rely on our technology to be ready to go, even when we got it charged up and we have other ways to do so. It still is not 100% reliable, so it's been a pretty interesting couple of days, needless to say, in Austin. And most people are just kind of enjoying the fact that we see snow and have snow, and they're taking lots of pictures and they're having snowball fights and doing what you think that we would do in Austin, sort of a different Sixth Street shuffle, if you get my drift. I do get your drift. So for people who don't know, it's a big college town, and that's where the University of Texas is, and the Sixth Street is a big party area of restaurants and bars. And normally if you go to Austin for whatever, if it's tech business or whatever you're doing, somehow you'll probably make a stop on Sixth Street. So the Sixth Street shuffle, I guess, would be just a little bit different with the snow. And, of course, the bars have been mostly just partially open, just depending on what's going on with the state. All right, here's one from Dwayne, who says, Kate, I just watched what happened over the weekend. Like you, I heard on your last show that you watched what the vote was with the second impeachment. Then I listened to what Mitch McConnell had to say, and I agree with your assessment. The Republican Party is kind of splintered in lots of different directions, but I do think they have to find some sort of identity, because it's getting really tough to look and figure out what kind of party this is anymore, although I'm not turning my card in just yet. All right, you can email me too, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Senator Richard Burr, the North Carolina Republican who was one of seven GOP senators to vote to convict former President Trump in his second impeachment trial, has been censured by the North Carolina Republican Party. Following a unanimous vote, party leaders released a statement calling the constitutionality of the entire trial into question. Burr responded with a brief statement of his own, saying he was disappointed that his party chose loyalty to one man over its core principles. And more than 150 million Americans are currently under a winter storm warning, stretching from Maine down to southern Texas, as a massive winter storm brings snow, ice, and frigid temperatures to most of the country. At least 3 people have died in the storm, with more than 4 million left without power, 3 million of those in Texas alone. In the Great Lakes region, some areas are expecting at least a foot of snow Monday night into Tuesday afternoon. Forecasters say relief from the Arctic blast won't be coming soon, as another storm system is already making its way across the nation. This is USA Radio News. Researchers have found a new batch of coronavirus variants in the U.S. that appear to have the same genetic mutation. The variants share a mutation to the gene that affects how the virus enters the human body. The study's authors say they're not yet sure if it makes the virus more contagious, but they fear that may be the case. Dr. Jonathan Reiner is the director of the cardiac cath lab at George Washington University Hospital, and he tells CNN that the recent discovery shows that the U.S. needs to put more effort into tracking possible variants.
Viruses mutate. This virus has been mutating from the beginning. There are dozens of variants that have been identified, maybe more, over the last year. But what this does show is that we really need to rebuild our genomic surveillance program and identify in real time when these variants emerge. And because the implication is eventually there'll be a variant that will evade testing and will evade our current vaccines. There's no evidence that these variants do that, but that's the concern going forward.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Inject with Tech segment. Joining us now in our virtual green room, Jason Sirotin, and he is a partner and co-founder of Brain Bites Creative. He's a digital marketing veteran with over 15 years of that digital marketing stuff, that experience and expertise. So I thought it'd be interesting when one of my pals reached out about Jason and SEO, to talk about SEO, because I think a lot of people, especially now that there are so many people that are starting companies, not that they weren't before, but entrepreneurism is bigger than ever, and there, some people are having success with it, but I think there's a lot of confusion with SEO and the websites and all of that. So, Jason, thanks so much for popping on.
Thank you for having me, and you nailed it. So much confusion.
There is so much confusion. I mean, I would say I was even confused. I had so many websites, and when I first dove into being an entrepreneur, and I didn't have to worry about that before working in studios, it was all about keywords. Just get the keywords in. People would scream at me, just get the keywords. You know, Google what the most important keywords are, and I would be furious thinking, like furiously doing it and thinking, this cannot be paying off, and sure enough, it didn't really, really work with SEO. So what is SEO for people out there that are listening?
SEO is search engine optimization, and basically you're optimizing your website so that you appear for the searches you want to show up for on Google and other search engines. And it is a series of ranking factors. I think Google is up to over 10,000 ranking factors per search. So it is a very complicated thing that is actually fairly simple when you really break it down, because in the end, you just need to think about Google's goal. They want to send somebody to the best place for their given query. And so if you just do a good job answering the question, then you can win. And I think that's where keywords really come into play. And people have been thinking about keywords all wrong for years. They've just been stuffing them into articles instead of thinking about how are we going to help people solve a problem. For example, if you're trying to help somebody solve a financial problem, they're going to type in, you know, how to file for bankruptcy. If you're a bankruptcy attorney, you're going to want to make sure that you have all the information on your site that relates to that. So when we talk about keywords, it's about building a web of content that relates to a specific subject.
Oh, that's a great definition, building a web of content that relates to a specific subject. You know, it's kind of like when you tag your YouTube videos, always when it's how to or how do I fix a leaky faucet, how do I build a bigger brand, that goes to exactly what you're saying with
yes.
the website. Yeah, that's a great
Here's a great tip, because I love helping entrepreneurs. Tomorrow, go to answerthepublic.com and type in the words that are in your business, the keywords you think are, and it will tell you what questions people are asking on the internet. And as a business owner and someone who cares about your brand and you're passionate about what you're doing, you should be able to generate content around that. And then when you have the money and you have the resources, you hire an agency to help you dig down and figure out what your holistic SEO strategy is over time, because it never stops. That's where people really fall apart. It always goes. If you're not growing your website, you're not doing SEO.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, holistic strategy. And you're right. You have to have someone do that for you, because you can't wear yet another hat and be an expert in it.
No, you can't. And to do it right, it's a war of attrition. You have to keep at it. You have to, because your competitors are going to keep at it. So you have to.
Yeah.
It's never ending.
And
another misconception is that it can't be done cheap, right? Anything that you want done right, you can't throw it. I know so many people who throw $1,000 a month at SEO and think that's going to get them results. You can't get really great SEO for $1,000 a month. So you might as well save your money, learn it yourself, or save it up until you can hire an agency that knows what they're doing.
Yeah, great, great advice. And I think we've talked about that, but how does SEO help companies? It's because people can find you and you're at the top of the page, so to speak, when people go to search.
Yeah, I've built many businesses and helped many companies grow strictly based on SEO. I firmly believe that if you answer and try to solve people's problems, that you will win. And if you take a great strategy and good analytics, because that's a big part of it, is figuring out, looking at the analytics and figuring out how people ended up at your site and what path they took to conversion. That's critical.
Oh, absolutely, because then if they end up being a big client, any kind of client, whatever it is that they get, you need to know how they got there, what attracted them, what pulled them in.
Yes, because that data is going to make you more successful, and that's what it's all about. Yeah, I don't know if anybody's ever read Lean Startup, but they have a system that we use a lot called the minimum viable product. Let's build the minimum. Let's build, let's measure it, let's learn, and then repeat. And if you keep doing that over, you learn so much about your customers, and you can make a big difference and change your business and change your life.
Yeah. Oh, that's good stuff. And we talked about this. What are some of the common misconceptions about SEO that people generally have? One, that they can do it cheaply. It's no big deal. Just cram in a bunch of keywords. I don't know if they say it's no big deal, but get a bunch of keywords on, slam it in there, and you're good to go, and they don't understand them why they're not at the top. And there's something you said, Jason, and I guarantee that you've done this. I can tell, since you're a serial entrepreneur, and I'm right there with you. You've done the work, right? You have to do the work.
Yes. There's no easy way out. You have to be a partner, whether you're partnering with an agency or whether you're doing it yourself and partnering with someone internally. It is a big task, and you can't stop. And we call it the SEO slump. A lot of people have this misconception that they can do SEO for a little bit and they're going to see changes. Real SEO takes time. Our clients typically see results after 90 to 120 days. Right? That is a realistic time frame to start seeing results. But we tell our clients, after 10 months, If you're doing what we said and you're moving on the right path and you're putting in the effort, you can see big results after 10 months. Your business is completely different. And so it takes time. And like you said, you can't just sit in the background. You have to be dedicated to it. And it's so worth it. It's something that continually pays off. I wrote a blog article in 2013 that brings in $1 million worth of new leads a year. One article.
Wow. One article.
Yeah, do it. Anybody do a search right now for music video cost. I guarantee you an article I wrote for another company is number two in the world. Right?
Wow.
All I did was write about something I was passionate about tied to the music video cost keyword.
Wow.
So you do that, you answer and you solve people's problems, and it went viral. So it's a combination of strategy and attrition.
Yeah, and you get it. Yeah, and you get the music business too, because you, besides being a serial entrepreneur and you have that passion for business and all of that, and obviously business growth, also music video director, that kind of stuff for major brands, right?
Yep. I am a person of many interests. But I think the thing that I've become most passionate about as I've moved through my career is helping businesses. It's the most rewarding thing ever to go in and to go into somebody who's been stole from for years with just shoddy marketing and make a big change in their business. We'll do a free consultation. We'll give people free information. We'll spend hours with people because it makes a difference. And when you do the right thing over and over again, the money just follows. It's just how it goes.
Yeah. Did you think that this was going to be your jam when you started out?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I wanted to be a filmmaker. In fact, one of my partners, Savvy, and I, we made a couple horrible films. And we were running a video company, and all of our clients were complaining that they had, and we worked with Fortune 500 clients. We don't have anybody good to do our SEO. We don't have anybody good to do our website. We don't have anybody good to do our apps. Because a lot of those businesses were run by very strong, tech-minded individuals who did not have an eye for customer service. And I think that that's the intersection that we solved, is how do you become a partner with people, carry the mental load, and help grow their business? And I think that's different. You can have a lot of technical know-how, but if you can't communicate with a client, help them get on the right path, or see the vision, or understand that the work that they do can deliver a big ROI, then you fail.
So of all these projects, what is the project that you were like the Tom Brady of, that you felt like, oh, we crushed it? Another winning touchdown. What was the best?
Are you talking about business-wise or SEO-wise?
SEO-wise.
The best SEO. Okay, we have an amazing client. They're the largest orthopedic practice in Georgia. They're called Resurgence Orthopedics. They're amazing. I love them. We've been their agency, I think, for 4 years now. In some of their categories this year, they had 2,000% growth. So imagine you're a knee surgeon and it's COVID and you're worried about leads, but organic search has driven so much traffic that you don't have to worry about it. That you have a comfort, you have a lead flow and a pipeline that's full. And that's one more thing I really want to talk about, is brand versus non-brand search, because this is the biggest scam going on. If you are a brand and you have billboards and TV and all of these other things, you're lifting your brand, you're elevating, right? You're going to drive searches. People are going to search your name. Well,
hey, Jason, hang on a second, and we're going to come back and continue this conversation about brand versus non-brand. Hang with us.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. I came to win. Battle me.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I feel like I'm in a doctor's office right now. It's perfect because we were just talking about Jason's home run client where he just felt like, man, we nailed it. I love these people. It's great. And he's joining us again for a little bit more. Inject with Tech. That's the segment. And Jason Sirotin is with us, and he is the man when it comes to SEO, and he's giving a lot of great tips for you entrepreneurs out there, and just even for anybody who has a company, you can find him at brainbitescreative.com. So, Jason, we have to talk about brand versus non-brand. Explain that.
Yeah, so your brand is the name of your company. So I'll use Resurgence Orthopedics. If somebody searches for Resurgence Orthopedics on Google, that is a brand search. They are looking for the brand. Now, if they were searching for how to solve knee pain, how to solve neck pain, that is a non-brand search. They are looking to solve problems. So what we ask entrepreneurs, what is more valuable, getting someone who's never heard of you trying to solve a problem or getting someone who already knew you? And if you think about it, the answer is quite simple. You want the new client. You want the new person you can bring in. And what happens is agencies will take, they will start running paid campaigns for your brand name. They will start positioning your brand in different ways to lift brand. And they're not focused on picking up all the other terms where people are trying to solve their problems. So if you just think, the last thing I'd like to leave people with is, try to figure out what problems you solve and keep answering as many questions as you can, and I guarantee you, you will see a lift in your business.
Yeah, what problems do you solve? Great.
That's it.
Hey, Jason, thanks so much. We'll have you on again. You were terrific. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. All right. Boy, that's $1 million worth of advice right there from Jason. So it wasn't about $1 million. It was about beer. That's what it was about. Yeah. Imagine that you are on a dig in Cairo. You're an archaeologist. So you're looking for something that's going to put you on the map. Let's face it. Archaeologists, and I know some, have kind of big egos because they, you know, they got to be pitching. They got to be getting money for these digs, that kind of stuff. So archaeologists have discovered a massive 5,000-year-old brewery in an ancient Egyptian city. Yep, so true. The brewery was probably dating back to, they think, the reign of King Narmer around 3100 BC. And they just, like, released this wine. It makes it the oldest brewery, period. Especially... Oh, yeah. It's worth it. It's worth dropping a few mics. So... Dr. Matthew Adams of New York University, one of the leaders of the Egyptian-American mission that made that discovery, said researchers believe the beer was used in royal burial rituals for Egypt's earliest kings. So previous excavations in that area had found evidence that beer was used during sacrificial rites. Hey, pass me another cold one. So the brewery was actually, I think this is so fascinating, the brewery was split into 8 large sections for beer production. Each had about 40 clay pots, and that was used to warm the mixtures of grain and water. And the brewery could have been producing, they say, as much as 5,900 gallons of beer at a time. So, of course, in Egypt, they want to show these artifacts off and get people excited, because once tourism comes back, because it's been pretty painful for everybody across the board, let's face it, in the tourism industry, then people will want to come. This is just another thing to entice people to come after the pandemic, since international flights have been suspended in March with the closing of archaeological sites and museums and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So the number of tourists visiting the country dropped off the map like everywhere else. But now, once things kick back up, I think this will be an interesting thing to see. And who knew? And they did sort of know. They started to figure things out, but when they actually came up with this, and if you look at these clay pots, I mean, it's massive. I think it is so cool. Just for some reason today, that song, when I heard the story, you know that song, that Steve Martin song? The you know, the song that he does, King Tut, da-da-da-da. It was like from, I want to say it was from the 80s, maybe late 70s, I don't know. I remember my brother used to sing it, and that just popped into my head, and I was just thinking, it's perfect that they were beer drinkers. Whether it was a ceremonial thing, whatever it was for. But, wow, definitely worth a mic drop, I think. Yeah, absolutely worth a mic drop. So how about that? This also is not a mic drop moment, but I think it's interesting. You know, when somebody famous, especially in the music industry or the entertainment industry, dies, there's always this tug of war over what fans get to see, and then series are done on them, or a movie comes out, a biopic, and sometimes the family doesn't like it, or they dispute some of what the director has done in the picture, etc. Aretha Franklin's youngest son has slammed the upcoming National Geographic series about Aretha Franklin, about her life and her career, in an very angry, all caps post. Key Cal Franklin aimed some pretty nasty words, he said, at Genius Aretha. It's an 8-part series that's going to premiere at the end of March, And he says the family doesn't support the project. He said the deal was pushed through without our consent. And he said, if you're a true fan, please don't support it. He's the youngest of Aretha's four sons. And they affectionately, I mean, I remember her every once in a while, she would mention her family in an interview or something. Kelf was his nickname. So in a footnote to what he was posting, he said that his criticism isn't directed toward the show's actors. He said they're just doing their job. He didn't like what I guess what they presented in the pieces, that it wasn't an authentic story. You know, that that just wasn't it. But you know, he says that she should get the best that you could possibly muster. So, wow. I mean, there's been pushback from other people about this. It's not even out. There's been already other pushback from other people about it. So this ongoing battle over her estate, because she died a couple of years. She died, what? She died in 2018. But there's been a push, not a pushback, but a battle over her estate, so that's one thing. And I think because the fact he tweeted it out there, did the all caps thing, people were talking about it, I think a lot of people will actually will be on top of it and will want to see what National Geographic has come up with here. I mean, they've had other documentary kind of things where they did Albert Einstein, they did Pablo Picasso, and now this one, Genius Aretha, was done by Anthony Hemingway, who did the 2016 The People versus O.J. Simpson. Remember all the awards that won. And also the executive producers included Ron Howard and Brian Glazer. So I'm curious. Because of that, I went and looked at the trailer, and what he's saying is, I mean, he just didn't like. I guess he didn't like the portrayal and some of what was happening, but I thought what I saw looked pretty good. But again, from his eyes as one of the four sons, I mean, and at this slow pace of settling the estate, you can only imagine what that is, mediation with the four sons and the attorneys and all of that, and three handwritten wills they discovered after the Queen of Soul died, and geez, nightmare. On that note, we're going to exit stage right. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.